Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
Yeah, we just did a TikTok.
That's right.
To that song.
That's right.
Go check TikTok. It out.
Our kids are going to be mortified.
Excellent. Don't we do this mostly to mortify our children?
Absolutely.
It's the fun of it.
I know. Wouldn't be any fun. Wait until I get the text message. What are you doing?
Get Calm off down. TikTok.
I know. I keep telling him, you know what? Wait until you hit 40 or so. You don't care. Nobody cares.
Also, you know, we didn't advertise it, but we did a TikTok video almost a year. It was a while
was
ago.
It
could have been a year ago. It was a long time ago because we were inside.
It was before COVID.
It was before COVID. And
we did a dance.
We still don't really know how it works, but we're attempting and we're having fun.
Oh, and it's pretty evident that we don't know how it works. I was at the mall today, and the first time I've been at the mall in 8 months. February. It was probably February.
And?
I didn't really miss it. I was hot as hell.
Is it crowded? What's going on at the mall
these
days?
Well, today it was very crowded because Bath & Body Works had a three-wick candle sale in the line.
For a three-wick candle?
Well, because now that you can only have 20% capacity in the store.
Oh.
The freaking line was, somebody told me it was 3 hours.
What? To get into Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bath & Body.
Or Bath & Body?
Yeah, I know. You can keep your candles.
Go to freaking Target and buy a three-wick candle.
I mean, it wasn't crowded in the mall itself, but I was fucking sweating like a pig with the mask and
you probably had your coat on.
Bags and
did it feel like holiday-ish?
Well, there's no Santa. There's no like real Christmassy decoration.
Music?
You know what? I don't even think Nordstrom had their Christmas decorations now
what?
That I think about it.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. It's
for
terrible.
Shame.
Terrible. And they were Nordstrom. I parked by Nordstrom. They were handing out paper masks with these long ass like cooking
oh,
tongs.
God. Oh, I love it.
I was dying.
Oh,
so it
boy.
Kind of lost its luster. I was in and out of there quick.
I'm trying to get the holiday feel. You know, we went and got our real tree.
I know oh, you got your tree.
Yes,
okay.
We got a tree. Well, me and my son went to the grocery store and got
well,
the tree.
You know?
It's as far as we got.
Yeah.
We're going to decorate tonight. That's what we decided to do.
Nice.
Friday, our little Friday family. Evening antics.
Well, turn on some Christmas music.
Have some cocktails. Got our new fire pit delivered.
I know. You are just, everything
are
around
popping.
Here is new.
Yes. I'm feeling refreshed.
You are refreshing.
Thank goodness. I'm just glad it's not raining because we can still do this outside.
I know. Oh, we need the rain, but what's going to happen when it rains?
Garage, I guess. We're garage bound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about all the dirty dish this week.
God, there's so much going on. And everybody, of course, now is talking about it.
I would say the biggest is Bronwyn coming out as a lesbian.
But, how do you feel?
But still married and
I'm
going to stay
confused.
Married and has a girlfriend.
Has a girlfriend. I want to know what her daughter said, fuck you, mom, to.
Are we? Do you think we'll know? Was that part of the show?
I'm just very confused by Bronwyn in general at this point.
I would be less confused if she said she's gay and is finally comfortable coming out. And then, I don't want to say leaves her husband, but I just think it's really weird that they're going to live together. I just like feel bad for Sean.
I feel horrible for him. And we can talk about him more when we get into OC. But to say that he's your person, but you've never been attracted to men? What?
It's got to make you feel like shit, right?
Well,
I mean, here's my thing. I do think it's better if you've been married for 20 years to a person and then that person, the reason why you don't want to be married anymore is because they're attracted to the same sex. Like, to me, it would be easier to stomach if Dan turned out to be gay than left me for another woman.
Wouldn't it? I mean, there's lots of late in life lesbians.
Sure. I think this is something she's struggled with for her whole life. Or did she not know? I don't know. I need to know more, I guess. Or do I need to know more?
I mean, she went from bisexual to full-blown lesbian.
Mm-hmm. And she has a girlfriend.
And she's a girlfriend. I just think Bronwyn seems like a very selfish person. And I don't know that she ever puts her kids first. I mean, I don't know. But I'm just my opinion.
It's so hard because, yes, we want everybody to live their truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be happy with that. But it kind of the way she's going about it. We heard Kelly Dodd on Watch What Happens Live. Not that I take her word as anything, really.
No.
But she kind of said collectively that the rest of the cast felt like the sober story was a piece of crap and she was trying to get a show out of it. But Andy also pushed back, like, what are you talking about, Kelly?
Well, he did, but we also know none of the OC women are talking to Bronwyn right now.
And even Gina, which I find
really, and they're all saying that she's a fraud. Yeah. So why are they saying that? So maybe there's always a little nugget of truth in some of this stuff.
I think we'll see some stuff play out, right?
I hope so, because, I mean, there's a lot there.
Then Kyle, Kathy, and Dorit ended up all having COVID. So did they have to stop filming because of it?
Yeah, they paused filming.
I haven't seen them on their Instagram at all since they've come out having COVID. Have you?
No, and I'm just wondering, were they all together? Did they all get COVID independently? I mean, Kathy and Kyle probably were together, I would think.
Well, they've been filming. So it sounds like, yes, they got it because they were all filming together.
Here's what I don't get. Aren't they tested, like,
yeah, but
on the regular?
Do you think that these ladies, even though they're tested and they're being careful, it takes one person to go out of your little bubble.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's true.
And then that's how it gets spread. It's nuts.
True. And then, of course, the Erica Jane story. And I sent you a little clip last night because my daughter's fiance actually had appeared on some legal brief that he got. And he thought he was breaking news. And I'm like, yeah.
We've
sorry,
all known
Josh.
This.
I've known about this for a couple days now. But yeah, so now I'm really questioning
their whole divorce,
like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Are they really getting divorced? I mean, I do believe this is a marriage of convenience. I don't think that they're in a real true relationship. I think it's a business.
Yeah, and it did come on rather suddenly that she filed for divorce. It wasn't like, let's separate. But all of a sudden, there's a lawsuit that could be going after a bunch of their money.
Well, yeah. So now are they really trying to protect assets? Mm-hmm. What's happening? Is he just embezzling? It said he was embezzling money. And the money he was embezzling is from that Lion airplane crash. And Boeing was paying all the families a sum of money. And he was embezzling that money.
He was taking a portion of it.
A portion of the money that was supposed to go to the families of the deceased crash victims.
Oh my gosh. And they're saying he was using it to live this lifestyle.
To live the lifestyle, to support her lifestyle.
Ooh,
I mean, that's bad.
Tom Girardi.
That is bad. Erica's never going to talk about it. She's never going to come clean about it.
No.
But it does make you wonder, how is she supporting her lifestyle?
And we know she told us remember how that ridiculous amount of money she
like
said
40,000
a month on her show. Well,
glam
that's not
and her
happening.
Show and, you know,
nuts.
I don't know.
Well, and then we saw Cynthia Bailey is suing Peter. Did you see
that?
Yeah,
for $170,000 for money that she lent him for bar one.
Yeah, and the nightclub closed and
but hope,
she wants
I hope
her money
she got
back.
It in writing because he was a complete opportunist.
It's on film. So if they
check
the
film?
Tapes, well, that was when they were married and she gave him the money.
But they filmed that part?
Well, I don't know about that. But I mean, she has proof that she did give him money.
Yeah, but if they were married and there's no written agreement, she's SOL.
Oh, shit. I guess it's your husband. Maybe she gave it to him before they were married.
I mean, she should have seen that one coming.
Lots of drama.
Crazy.
Lots of fun drama.
Did you watch Welcome to Plathville?
Yeah.
Every episode, I freaking hate that mother more and more.
Well, I had to catch up on two because I watched the one you talked about last week. And I think that the oldest son, I think him and his wife are on their way to Splitsville.
I know. It's so sad.
And I feel bad, but she's way too
free-spirited
to be with him.
So they were on Kate Casey, Ethan and Olivia.
Really?
And they did not hold back. You should go and listen to that because it was pretty crazy. I mean, they talked about Kim, the mom, and Ethan said the kids cooked, the kids cleaned, the kids did all the chores, the mom didn't do shit.
Well, then how come the one girl who's 17 that's living with the model guy,
Mariah?
I don't remember the names, Mariah, how come she doesn't know how to cook anything? I think she didn't cook anything.
I don't
and clean.
Think she did.
That
I
was
think
one
the
of,
other
yeah,
daughter.
The one that's there that all she wants is a cell phone.
I know.
And they won't give it to her. They said when you start driving, you can get a cell phone.
The mom is so controlling.
The sad
so
part
controlling.
Is these kids are actually really good kids. And the fact that the one really great girl that still lives at home that is doing everything she can to keep the peace with everybody, all she wants to do is talk to her siblings without her mom knowing about it because she has to borrow the parents' phone to talk to her siblings.
It's abusive. It's abusive. So Ethan told the story about how they even came on the show because Kate Casey asked, how were you even approached about the show? So the mom is against technology, but the mom posted the family because they had a band or something.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
The mom posted YouTube videos and they started getting a lot of traction and some stuff about the family. And Ethan was not on board. He did not want to show. He did not want to be involved in it. He was actually pissed that his mom was posting all these videos, but she just kept doing it. The mom was pushing for the show. The dad didn't want a show. And finally, she talked the dad into it.
Why would she want it all started. Show when she is coming out looking horrible?
I don't think she has any awareness to the fact that she's coming out looking horrible.
And it's all that mom. It's all the mom.
It's all the mom. Also, Ethan was talking about his education, and he said that his education in their house was minimal, and it was subpar, and all he wanted to do was join the military and become an airline pilot. And his mom said, and his dad, absolutely not. You're forbidden from doing that. And that's his lifelong dream, is to be a pilot. And they completely squashed that.
Is he going to try to do that?
Kay Casey was really trying to get him to, you know, pursue his dream, which hopefully he'll do. But he said he doesn't really have the education to even do it.
It would be a lot.
So he's got to, you know, basically start from scratch. None of those kids even have a high school diploma.
And there's no communication. The one girl that had the boyfriend.
Yeah, she has really, a hard time.
Yeah, she didn't even know how to communicate with this guy that she really likes. He's saying, you know, I don't know if you grew up this way. If you guys don't have any communication with each other, you're not very open. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They were all under the mom's thumb.
Mm-hmm. They weren't allowed to communicate or have an opinion or anything. But next week, they go visit the parents and he meets the parents.
Yes, that's right. And they're not even boyfriend or girlfriend.
No, it's very sad. I think, what's the brother? It's Micah. Micah?
Micah, the model.
I think he's ready to just go freaking crazy.
So here's the thing. Micah talked about he had a girlfriend that we never saw that he was really burned by. And it sounds like he thought he fell in love with her and then she maybe have toyed with his emotions. I don't know how far they got physically. Almost sounds like he went further than he wanted to.
Yeah.
And then she broke up with him. I mean, he has no freaking experience. These poor children. He's 18.
Yeah, he's 18.
So now he's trying to kiss that little model girl.
But he's awkward. He's so almost like a child. Like he puts his head on her shoulder and he doesn't know really how to go about it.
And then he said something to the camera crew like, well, it's a little embarrassing when you guys are all there. And they're saying, so do we blow your chance? And he's like, kinda.
He had to sell a cow or two to get.
Yeah, that's right. To get his car. And then he wrecked his car.
Well, because he was being an idiot. But this show is just, I mean,
love it.
I am so excited for Tuesdays to come.
I do too. I really enjoy it. I actually put it on my record. At first, I wasn't recording it.
You weren't?
No. I don't know why. I felt weird recording it. Now,
really?
Now I'm fully. Now, yeah. What was I worried about? We watch other shit TV. Like, I have standards now.
This
Welcome
is like,
to Plathville is definitely in our rotation.
I look at it as kind of a documentary, so it elevates it a little bit.
That's a good way to look at it. Thank you.
All right.
Bachelorette?
Yeah.
What? You are not enjoying this season.
I'm tiring of this season.
Really? What? You
First
just feel
of
like
all,
it's too long. You're over it?
It's just all of the stupid little things that they have to do. I mean, I get that they're quarantined and they're stuck on the thing. First of all, Anne, I had to watch it in freaking without HD
right.
on Hulu.
Right. Because DirecTV, what, fell out of contract with?
With the
ABC. Bachelorette or ABC?
Yeah. So I had a nice little message on my TV and I was like, what? So thank God for Hulu.
I got a message from my neighbor too saying the same thing. What is going on? I'm not getting The Bachelorette.
I know. I told my daughter and she's like, well, you know, they've been warning you for the past week about it. And I'm like, I don't really watch, you know, regular network TV ever.
Why would
so,
we?
So anyway, so JoJo. Mm-hmm. Now, was it my non-HD or did JoJo look a little different to you?
No.
No, it must have been.
Yeah, I think it was your non-HD. I love JoJo. She was one
too.
Of my favorite bachelorettes. I loved her season. So she steps in while Chris Harrison went to bring his son to college, which is a whole other crazy thing because us being here in California with COVID being still so strong. I mean,
yeah,
my hairdresser messaged me last night and said, I think we're closing down again. Do you want to come in? I went in at 7 a.m.
Did you really?
Yeah. That's why my hair looks so good.
That's right. It does look fantastic.
But she said, I think we're getting shut down again. So if you want to get in before the holidays, now is the time. So seeing Chris Harrison go and fly his son to Texas college. It just seemed, felt so weird. Yeah. I don't know, that whole thing. And then remember the controversy that when Chris got back, he didn't really quarantine, or he was supposed to, but
yeah,
there was the questions of if he really quarantined. It's such in hindsight, obviously, because he wasn't sick and he didn't get anybody sick. But
I know,
still,
it's crazy.
I thought it was interesting having JoJo fill in.
I thought she was good.
Yeah, I thought it was great having a woman fill in.
I agree.
I was thinking they would probably have Wells or something, but you know, I loved having JoJo.
So here's what I didn't like.
Yes.
The wedding photo shoot.
Ugh, why? It's so uncomfortable.
First of all, it's 115 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting suits and long sleeve dresses. And this has been done enough. It's
so
enough.
Many times.
I'm tired.
It's never a comfortable situation. Now, the other times they've done it, that I recall, and I know they did it on Nick Vial's season, there was a bunch of girls and they all did different variations of a wedding dress and different, like one was the 80s, one was the 70s, something like that. So that was a little more kitschy and fun. This was just, my God, do we even know Zach? Do you even know Zach?
It was weird. It was uncomfortable. I didn't like it. It's been done a million times.
And she was uncomfortable with it. It brought back a lot of memories, I think, that she was like, oh, I don't know about this.
The best part of the wedding shoot was the photographer
oh
and his
God.
Shorty
oh,
shorts.
Oh, how fantastic was he? Was it Franco or something?
Yeah.
The short shorts, the hair.
The purple slip-on shoes, everything.
Fantastic. And the scarf. Gotta love a little scarf around the neck.
In the 15-degree heat.
Yeah.
Heat.
So, thoughts on Zach? We got to know him a lot.
So he's,
I knew all along, because he's an addiction specialist, most of the people who are addiction specialists have been addicted to drugs.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
But we also find out that he was married for a year. And there's more that comes out about Zach. And I think
Is he not a good guy or what?
I think it unravels a little bit. I think there's some cheating that went on, maybe during his addiction.
Well,
but
his addiction, it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, I had a problem. This guy had a big problem.
He had a serious problem.
He had a serious problem. He was in rehab a few times.
He tried to take money out of his parents' account or his dad's account.
I mean, he was so honest.
Like, he was really honest.
Whoa, Zach. But I also thought, this is a guy, if he's been through rehab, therapy, all this kind of stuff, they are so open with everything. They are super honest. So I appreciated that he just came out with everything. But I think it's a lot to take in.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of baggage. First of all, he had a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And the brain tumor is what got him addicted to pain meds. And then it sounded like there was a lot more than just the pain meds after that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hanging around some sketchy people. And he was in rehab for 4.5 months.
And he was in rehab a few times. And then he was arrested.
I mean, he's got, it's a lot.
I appreciate him telling a story and that he's okay now and he's close to his family now.
And do we know how long ago this was? I don't think he said, did he?
Yeah, no, he was like 23. And now he's 38. I mean, he's older.
He's older.
I mean, it's been a while. I think he's great now. I saw on his Instagram, he's very close with his family and his sister's kids and all that. I just think it's a lot for Tayshia. You know, when she was listening, it was like, wow.
Well, I think Tayshia came from a bit of a privileged background.
I think so. I mean, it's just like her and her little brother. And
they live in Orange County.
Yeah. I mean, we'll meet her father, I believe. And her father has a problem with one of these guys, and I don't know who it is.
We don't know who.
So then we have the group date, which is the naked weird couple that they're asked to paint.
Yeah, they're sketching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It would be so bad. I cannot sketch. I'm not an artist. But then they were asked to do this, what was the goal of this session? They were opening up, and these guys really opened up about themselves. That was wrong.
Well, they drew it, and then they got clay, and then they had to, sculpt the clay, and Blake was being really immature.
Also, Bennett, the way he was, pushing
Noah
out of the seat, that started off bad, and I thought, Bennett, you are not doing yourself any favors.
Well, we knew they were going to end up on a 2-on-1 date.
Mm-hmm. We saw that. Oh, it was supposed to be a self-portrait. That's what it was. Do a self-portrait of yourself, talk about it. They got all very deep. Thoughts on Ben coming out naked? You know, they showed him this whole time so uncomfortable with this situation. We're like, what is he going to do? What is he going to show?
It was weird. I mean, he wanted to show his true self and, you know, expose himself and make himself vulnerable. And it's like,
here's the thing. If he had come out like he did and told everyone the way everybody else was opening up, this is so difficult for me because of what he told her later. I had an issue with my weight and that, you know, he had bulimia, which is actually very rare for guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for guy, yeah.
I felt his story, but he should have told that story then because even though Tayshia like took it rather like, oh, okay, I just thought, tell it then. It came off very much
the timing
like,
was weird.
Yeah, I mean, you look fantastic. And these guys are all, talking about these really personal things in their lives. And then he comes out like
naked.
In the form he's in now, which is, you know, his physique is fantastic. I thought he should have given a little more at that moment of why he was doing that, why it was so hard for him.
Yeah, the backstory instead of just
saying, this is really hard for me. I'll tell you later. Like, what?
But the rest of the guys were happy they didn't have to get naked, especially Blake, because he has a real aversion to getting naked. He's paranoid.
That was pretty funny, though. My God, am I going to have to get naked again?
And then Easy got the one-on-one date.
Yeah. I knew right away when...
He was going home?
Yeah, because when they sat down and he started going in, like, all of a sudden he was falling in love with her, that was very strange. There was, like, no lead-up to that. Had they even had a conversation before this date? We don't know. And her face...
Her face told it all. Yeah,
right
away. Told it all.
No reaction whatsoever. Like... Okay, that just tells me you need to go home because I'm nowhere near that. Now, other people are talking about this, these allegations that have been made towards him.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything about
it. Me neither. That's
why
I kind of didn't say
anything. People are talking about
it,
but nobody's saying what is it?
I don't know. Something him in college kind of just all been hearsay at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Ben gets the date rose for being vulnerable, I guess. Oh, but Bennett, when they were doing the clay thing and they're blindfolded and then Bennett goes in for a kiss.
Ew, that just grossed
me out.
That
would piss me off, I think.
She took it with, okay. Now, Kenny, who was, our fake Kenny. Hold on. He was on Almost Famous podcast and they asked him, is Bennett that way in real life? Like, is he putting on a show for us? And he goes, no, that's him. That is really Bennett.
Well, that's good to know.
It's good to know that he's a douche. I don't think that Noah is for Tayshia.
No.
And I think actually, you know, how we left off was a continuation of, she was just really pissed off at Bennett and Noah. Like, is this what goes on in the house?
Yeah. Yeah, actually it is.
But actually Noah comes off looking so much better than Bennett.
Well, because he
just
doesn't
say
mouth.
Anything.
And
Bennett
the box,
can't shut
the
his
gift
mouth.
That Bennett gives Noah was a douche move. That was just a jerk. And then, of course.
Oh, I'm really trying to help you, Noah. Anybody ever mentions emotional intelligence?
I saw that Noah posted a picture with mustache socks on his Instagram.
Perfect.
But it was totally dubbed in after. But Tayshia was like, what's the box? What's in the box? It's like, okay. That was obvious.
Yeah, the way they cut that was not. The splice. The splicing of the editing there was not great. So we'll see next week. What are your thoughts? Either they both go home. Either she keeps one. Or she keeps them both. I can't imagine
she's
going to
send them both home. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we'll see.
It seems like that's the move at this point. I mean, does she really see herself with either of them?
No.
No.
Honestly, I don't know that she sees herself with anybody.
I know. So when she was with Zach, I felt like she really had some kind of huge connection with Zach. I mean, she was feeling it.
I did too.
But was that before he told her?
Yes.
Okay.
And then after he spilled, I mean, and then next week it's going to be even more that he throws on her. But what happened to Brendan? I like Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan comes in a few times and he's still hot and kisses her and she likes kissing him. I don't know if there's anything more with Brendan, though. It doesn't seem to get very deep with him.
No.
There's Ivan, who's such a great guy, but I just don't know if they have a real connection.
I don't think that she's into
Ivan. Who else is there? Ben? Do you think it's Ben? Do you think she has that big of a connection with
Ben? Well, I think we said it's Ben, Zach, and Brendan are going to be the top three, the last men standing. We'll see.
Interesting.
I just hope that they do something different.
God. I really like Tayshia, though. I really like her as a person. I just don't know if this has worked for her. I don't know if this process worked for her.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it has either, but we'll see.
I did see that Claire posted a picture that Dale bought little stockings for all of them. It's a D, it's a C, and then there's her two dog names. So that was kind of cute.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, Gina, they're in love. Leave them alone.
Okay.
90 Day the Other Way. It was the finale.
I know. And this show goes on for months.
It always goes on.
For months.
I missed. They did have previews of a reunion, correct?
No, I didn't see any previews.
Oh, you didn't? I felt like I saw some online, but I didn't see any after this. No. Jenny and Sumeet. This was an interesting little turn of events. Sumeet gave in, but he gave in to his parents and said, okay, I won't marry Jenny.
These two are never going to get married.
Well, there aren't. He said, I will never marry you.
No.
But he gives her a ring, kind of like a promise ring.
In a field with cows, which is supposed to be a park, but it certainly didn't look like a park.
No, it had live cows in the background.
Live cows and just a bunch of weeds.
And Jenny seemed way too okay with, I'm never going to marry you because my parents won't allow me to.
Because she knows it's not going to happen. Yeah. She knows it never it's going
to
happen.
She certainly wants to live there, though. She really likes that lifestyle.
That culture?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's not going to be able to work.
Well, she's not going to be able to stay. He said, I'm going to try to get somebody to sponsor you. And here's my thing. I understand the parents not wanting them to get married. But if he's saying, okay, I'm going to be with her, but I'm not going to marry her, what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference? She's 60 some odd years old. Just live with them. Who
yeah,
the frick cares?
Nobody
cares. Just live with them.
By the way, they're still wearing those necklaces that
ward
off COVID.
The sanitation necklaces. I want one. I want to know what it does, how it works. That might be the cure that we need.
Maybe it is. Oh, but we glossed over the fact that the mom said that she would commit suicide right there in front of them if they got married.
That sounds like an Italian mother. If you do that,
I'm gonna kill myself.
I can't go on.
We're not laughing about suicide.
No, not at all. Oh God.
So Brittany and Azin.
She needs to get her ass on the plane and go home and just leave him alone. And that's what happened.
So they're acting like she's going to try to file for a K-1 visa for him to come over to the United States.
No, he doesn't even want to come.
He doesn't want to come.
And I don't think she loves him. I think it's just a fun little, thing for her to do.
Oh, I think she was super highly attracted to him. And then the reality set in like, oh, shit, this guy is really like close to his family, Muslim. His family hates me. It's not going to work.
His dad may kill him.
His dad may kill him. A lot of killing going on in 90 days.
She doesn't want to marry him. No. It's not the right relationship for her. It's not the right relationship for him. Mm-mm. He doesn't want to come to the U.S.
No, but he's saying, yeah, I may want to come.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Then we have Kenny and Armando, the two little lovebirds. I love them so much. And little Hannah, the clothes. I don't think she's wearing makeup, but she looks so cute, all done up. She's such a little girl.
Yeah, she's very pink.
Exactly. And they got the approval to get married, and she's so excited. And she's like, so I'll have two daddies now? Oh,
so cute.
I just love them. They're so flipping cute.
They're riding horses on the beach. I think he might still be there, do you think?
In Mexico?
Yeah.
I don't know.
With COVID, though, I don't know.
Actually, they are together.
Well, maybe they got married, or maybe that's next season.
I think they're going to carry them on. It feels like we need to have a conclusion, like a marriage of these two, because everybody loves them.
Well, they have to tell his family, Armando's family first.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you know what? They have a lot to their story, actually, that we definitely want to follow.
Well, we need to see more, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. The people we love the most,
we don't see enough of.
We don't see enough of. And then Devin and June, well, these two did get married.
That wedding venue with the runway and the way Devin is such a Debbie Downer. I can't even with her.
Well, wait, those people that were in the audience, were they all of their friends or were they?
I think
from
it's every
whole
wedding party's
okay. So everybody's
family.
Clapping.
It was a lot.
They both look really good.
Yeah.
I thought Jehoon's hair,
exactly,
so much better.
Parted on the side, get rid of those bangs.
Flicked back. The bangs look awful.
They do makeup, though. They did makeup on the men.
I freaking love that they do everything right at that venue. You get a makeup person, you get dressed there.
Kind of a good idea. I mean, it's a short amount of time, but kind of a good idea.
Mass wedding. They break down, though. So she was there through COVID. They couldn't go anywhere. Their relationship totally broke down. He plays video games all the time.
But what does she do? She's got Drusilla and she has a baby. Their house is disgusting. They showed the filth in that house.
He doesn't do anything either.
No.
The video game thing. Again.
I could not stand anybody who played video games. Sorry.
Gina, we have talked about this. I can't stand it. It's so annoying. Is it different? Listen, Dan will sit and watch sports for a very long period of time. Yeah. That does not bother me. The video game would freaking annoy me.
Is
it much different? It is different.
Yeah,
it is different.
I mean, they get into it with the headsets and talking to the other players.
Well,
and
they
all that
can
crap.
Play constantly. Like when sports are on, he tapes the sports and it's over. Video games are there constantly.
Well, people are crazy for the video games. Oh, yeah. No, that's like an addiction, I think.
Well, I think I told you, when my son was in college, his first roommate was like, you get who you get in the dorm. And one of them was a gamer. And all night long, it was the tick, 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 tick. All night long. That's all he did.
I would have a real problem if either one of my daughters had married or engaged to a guy that was a big gamer. Time gamer.
That would really bother me.
That would bother me.
Are we? Is that just old?
I don't care. I don't like
it. I don't either. I don't care either. My kids never played it.
No, we don't never have had any interest. We did have a Wii, but not.
That was because of the sports. You probably did tennis.
That's right. It was exercise.
That's how we justified the Wii. So the sad part is, they leave, and I think this is it.
Yeah, they leave, and I don't think she comes back.
How does he leave his little son? That's the sad part for me.
It's kind of bullshit for her. I mean, just takes you can't. Although I guess he can come visit if he wanted to. I mean, not now in COVID, but
can he just? Well, he could. I mean, he could travel. That's not a problem to come to the States from Korea. It just seems so sad.
It's very sad.
And then we have Ariella and Binyam. This was so classic, where she, first off, totally agree with her.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have a problem with it
in
too.
Crowds.
Like 200,000 people. I don't know if that's really
it
what it was.
It did not look like 200,000
people. But it was a lot of people. It was a lot of people. And a one-month-old baby does not belong in a crowd like that.
You know, now I've seen little babies at sporting events and stuff. They have those big earphones on because of the ears. He needed that. Or she. Was it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. They needed some protection. I understand her freak out. I remember kind of having a few of those freak outs a month in.
But did she not know what she was getting into?
It sounds like she really didn't know. And he's like, let's get close to get the water sprayed on us. But also, the water is like a hose.
Oh, I know.
You're too
Who
close,
knows
you
what kind of
like,
freaking bacteria could be in that water. But I think she could go about it a little bit softer because he doesn't know.
I think she also admitted to that.
Yeah.
That her delivery was wrong.
Yeah, but it takes her a minute to process.
And then so the funny part is this whole time he's like, I'm going to propose to her. And then he's so freaking pissed at her. He's like, I don't know if I can fucking propose.
Yeah, I wouldn't have fucking proposed to her.
No.
She was being a real bitch.
But he did. And she was really happy. Like, she seems legitimately happy.
Well, I think she's still there.
I think so, too. I think they're actually really sweet.
Well, he seems like just a really nice guy. He just wants to be happy. He wants his little family. Yeah. He doesn't know any better. He doesn't know that.
And culturally, it's much different. So what he was doing didn't seem that weird. But obviously for her, it's all new.
And for a one-month-old.
But yeah, that was a little much, the one-month-old.
Ariel is, you know, she tends to be a little annoying.
But I definitely changed my opinion of her as the season went on. I softened towards her. She wasn't as annoying to me because I really felt like, okay, she wants to be there. She's going to try to make this marriage work. That baby is so flipping cute. Have you
so
seen him
cute.
Now?
Yeah, he's so big.
So big.
Is he
so
walking?
God, he could be. It's so long
probably.
Ago.
He's really cute.
So that's over. So what's
done.
And then, okay, so we have 90 Day the Other Way coming back. Just 90 Day Fiancé.
With new couples?
Well, remember
some
the
new
one?
Couples.
Yeah, that one is coming back. The,
what one?
The girl who's Russian or with the farmer guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're coming back.
The one, yeah, she wasn't
it. And then Tariq and his girl.
Yes, from the Philippines.
So that actually should be good. Is that going to be in a couple weeks? Are they having a reunion here?
Hopefully they have a reunion and then we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
All right, let's move to Bravo. Let's do Potomac first. Oh my God, Karen. Okay, what is going on? So Karen and the wig doctor. Once again, Karen is selling something. It's not really her.
It's not. She's putting her name business. On it, but she's having this wig shift party. The venue that she had this wig shift party looked like, I mean, it was like an
it was a strip mall.
Yeah. It was a tiny little venue. There wasn't even, did they have drinks and appetizers?
It looked like they had a little bit going on, but I thought it was going to be, even Wendy was like, I thought this was like going to be a big event.
It wasn't a big event. It was in a tiny little cubbyhole of a place.
Actually, it was the launch of her website. So,
is that what it was?
Yeah, because it went live that night.
Oh.
But I still don't understand what is her involvement in all this. And that guy was there, her friend.
Steven?
The guy, is that Steven? No, that Steven is the rug, or the rug. Well, that could be too.
Well, actually.
No, the guy that was her friend from season like one or two, where she's like, oh no, he's my business partner.
Oh yeah,
my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah. Her assistant yeah. slash attorney slash friend slash.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but he was there.
Yeah.
So, well, Karen is just a mess. Let's back it up because I want to talk about when Karen gets in the bath and is yelling for Ray.
And
Gina.
Poor Ray. He was having such a hard time getting up those stairs. And it, I mean, the editors just totally
Ray,
played that up.
Ray.
He was probably going, oh, fuck.
It was like, Ray.
Raymond. Get your ass up here.
Then she makes the comment. And I don't know how I feel about this. I might even unplug a few holes that have been plugged for a while.
Oh, no, no. We don't want to know. We don't want to see her in a tub.
What does that mean? Plugs.
Yeah. No.
Plural.
Mm-mm. No. Ew. Don't want it. Don't want to see it. Don't want to hear it.
Don't want to think about it.
No. We don't want to see Karen in a bathtub with bubbles.
No.
Don't want to see it.
We don't.
I'm done seeing housewives in bathtubs with bubbles.
I do love Giselle's comment about the wig thing. She, you know, because Karen's acting like, oh, I've been talking about this forever. This is one of my, it's part of my empire. Giselle goes, where did it come from? Why is it here?
Exactly, Giselle's like,
nobody's ever heard about this. You're
it
making
just
it
sprouted
up.
Up from nowhere. Just popped up. But her wigs have gotten better.
Oh.
They have gotten better.
Sure. When
because they did a flashback.
God. Before wig doctor and after wig doctor.
Mary from Salt Lake City needs to see Karen's wig doctor.
Definitely.
Because Mary is where Karen used to be.
Yes.
Bad wigs.
Actually, those wigs, and I love how she's like, they're all different. They're all different colors. No, they're all blonde. But
yeah.
But they do look good. Like Candace looked good in it. Ashley looked good in it.
Robin, not so much.
No, Robin didn't love all the bangs.
Not so much.
No, the bang thing wasn't good.
Yeah.
Few things. Let's talk about Robin. Robin and Juan looking for a house together.
Yeah, there's no way they were going to afford that $1.6 million house. No freaking way.
5,600 square feet. Why?
Yeah.
And
they live in a freaking townhouse now.
And then she says, you know, I have my tax situation, but I'm getting it paid off. So she hasn't even paid it off yet. And they're looking at these $1.6 million houses.
Bring it down, Robin. Bring it down.
Jeez.
No.
Not a, no. No, no, no. And then Giselle, this poor family, fucking Jamal.
This is a bunch of bullshit. This
Those
whole
kids,
thing.
They would like their father better if they left the mother alone.
Oh, they love their dad, but they don't.
I would say they don't like their dad right now. Okay, let's. I don't know if you know if you guys
happening?
Can hear this or not, but the dogs are going crazy back there, and there's a plane overhead. But Gina, this whole time I thought it was one freaking obnoxious dog. There's three dogs back there.
Well,
did
no
I already
wonder.
Talk about this?
That,
I don't know.
That makes more sense. I just noticed your
my Christmas lights.
Your
outside.
Christmas lights look so nice on
They're
your
so
fence.
Pretty. Thank you very much. We're trying
God,
to get into
you
the
just
holiday
did it
spirit.
Up.
Well, we're home.
So
I
nice.
Have nothing else to do. I'm home.
So festive.
Yeah, so welcome, backyard dogs.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. So, Jamal, all they were going to do was a family
What was he
photo.
Doing in Ghana to begin with? Mm-hmm. Why was he in Ghana?
His religious work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reach over and get more wine. All right. I just don't buy the Jamal bullshit.
No, I don't either.
And those kids don't either. They're over him. And them together. They don't want them together.
Well, they know he's a bad dude.
Yep.
And like I said, they love their dad, but they don't respect him. And they know that it's not a good deal for their mom to get into.
Also, Giselle keeps making the comment, like, my family's back together.
No, they're not.
They're not back together.
No,
they don't
not.
Even live together.
And they never
kids,
will.
No, those kids don't want to move to Atlanta. You think she's going to move to Atlanta after she's just decorated this whole freaking house and gutted that thing?
How often do you think he actually sees his girls?
Well, I think if they go there, it's different.
Do they go there, do you think?
Well, they talked about going there, but they always want to come right home. They don't want to stay there. They don't want to live there.
No.
So here's my question with the Karen and the Monique and Candace thing. What the hell was that? So Karen obviously really did invite Monique to the wig thing, but she invited her early. I respect that. Come early.
Yeah,
let's not make a scene. She lied about inviting her. Then she invited Candace early. Do you think that Karen was trying to set up a meeting with them, not in a mean way, but like, I want to get these two in a room together.
She might have been Anne, but what a bad idea.
Bad idea.
Not when there's lawyers involved. You don't do that.
I can't imagine Karen would do that because she actually is friends with both of them. So in my mind, I think if Karen was doing that, she was trying to be like, you guys talk it out. You guys were friends. But she won't admit that either. Karen is just like, nope, I'm out. I mean, she left her own fucking party when they started talking about it.
No, I know.
That was
nuts. You can't take that upon yourself to do. You can't.
Not when it's this bad. I don't think Karen realized how bad it was. I feel like at this point, Monique has softened a little bit. She's just trying to defend herself against, you know,
right.
Candace's lawsuit. And I think Monique's scared. But what's up with Ashley just like telling all the tea to everybody? Like, well, Karen did this. Karen said this. And you guys don't know this, but Karen invited Monique early and then she invited Candace early. And I don't know.
Well, Ashley's kind of a shit stirrer.
She is.
She was real shady. She brought Karen some Pepsi AC.
That was pretty funny. But see, that's old Ashley. That's Ashley right. before little baby.
Right.
And the Ashley, shady I kind of Ashley. Appreciate. I kind of appreciate Shady Ashley because she brings things out in the open. And that girl is not afraid. Her
no.
and Candace had a huge blow up in Portugal. Huge. They still show up to things. I'm
she
quite impressed.
Care.
I'm quite impressed with Ashley the way she shows up. And Wendy's like, Candace, that girl, Karen, she is not your friend. Like, this girl is not your friend. Look what she's doing to you.
I know. What did you think about the dinner that they had, that Ashley had and Michael had with the mom and
so is that
uncle.
Necessary if somebody cheats?
No,
you have to address
that was
the
my
whole family.
Feeling. Like, why? This is none of their business.
That's what I thought.
None of their business.
I understand them being hurt by it. That, yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, but why does
Ashley has forgiven him and they're moving on? I don't know. I thought that was really strange.
It was very weird.
Unless Michael wanted to have it. But no, this didn't feel like Michael wanted to have it. It was
Michael.
Like Uncle Lump and Mama wanted to have it.
Oh, yeah. But why do they need to address Michael?
I don't know.
It's not their place.
It's not their issue. I just thought it was very weird.
Yeah, they called him out on the carpet and had this whole dinner and it was totally
And then when
weird.
Michael like said, you know, I apologize, like, we don't, you know, you don't need to apologize to us. Well, then what did you want? What were you there for?
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, I didn't get that. I'm really curious, Karen, you know, what she said about Juan. So when Robin said something, because Ashley kept saying, well, you know, she drank with Monique and here she pretended she had an ulcer with us. And Robin said, what are you afraid of what you're going to say when you drink? And then Karen says, no, but you should be concerned of what Juan might say while he's drinking.
Yeah, but what's that little nugget all about?
Well, she's like, I'm holding that in my pocket just in case I need it.
Ooh, Karen.
Kind of want to know, though. And why does she know? What does she know
about
this?
Yeah, what does she know
and
how does she know?
Okay, scenes for next week, which is the finale, seem
I did
nuts.
Not know that it was going to be the finale next week
it
already.
It is nuts. I mean, so much goes on with Michael calling out Juan. And then that was where Juan was supposed to propose to Robin. And then Michael is like, I don't think he's going to propose. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And when they show Robin and Juan in therapy and it doesn't look like it's going well.
No. And they show Michael Darby and Chris getting into it.
It's going to be so good. But didn't we see Juan get down on his knee and they're engaged now?
I thought they were. Mm-hmm. I thought they were. But, you know, who knows? Things change.
Yeah, no kidding. I think it does happen, though.
Yeah.
Potomac's so freaking good. These ladies bring it every time. Every single one.
I know. It's
every
been
single
really
one.
Good.
So people are, you know, talking about Robin is not needed.
I think she is needed. I mean, she plays her part. There has to be one calm,
sane person
in the group. Otherwise, it's just crazy.
Well, they're all kind of crazy. They all bring it. And I think Wendy has been a great addition. The
I
whole
think
Wendy
so
and her
too.
Mother thing.
The pressure from the mom, though, is out of control.
But again, we're still talking about the same thing with Wendy.
Yeah.
So
we need to move on. Find something else to talk about.
Yep. Let's talk about OC. That's what I want to talk about.
So they're at the Albert Frey house. Now, again, this is the second time that we've seen the Albert Frey house. Was it Beverly Hills? Was it who else went?
I thought it was possibly Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, maybe it was Shaws.
They went to
somebody
Palm Springs
else on Bravo
too.
Went and toured this house.
Mm. Yeah, I don't remember. They go to Palm Springs a lot.
But do you remember the house?
Not really.
No?
Mm-mm. I don't.
I distinctly remember
it. It's pretty. It's kind of a weird thing. Like, you go and you tour and then you sit and have cocktails?
Well, I mean, is it that great of a...
I mean, it's very
it's
cool
Art
and
Deco
modern.
House. There's a lot of Art Deco houses in Palm
most
Springs.
Most of the houses in Palm Springs are Art Deco houses.
Yeah.
Then Shannon and Jean and Emily go hiking while those girls go to the Albert Frey house. Everybody's against Bronwyn. Gina at this point
Except
is trying
Gina.
To yeah, Gina's trying to be nice about it. Even Emily, they all went to the AA meeting with her. But Shannon's like, why'd you guys go to the AA? Shannon
well,
is
Shannon
so put
has,
off by it all.
she's got FOMO big time. She does not want to be left out of anything.
And if everybody else is going, why wasn't I invited to the AA meeting? I wanted to go to the AA meeting.
Shannon can be a real bitch.
Oh, of course she can.
She can be a real nasty bitch.
Oh, yeah. On that note, Shannon's daughter, they're shopping for the debutante dress. Now, these debutantes, did you know debutantes growing up?
No.
I feel like you would have, being in the San Francisco area.
No. I mean, that's like, I mean, it's a whole thing, right? Where you join clubs and you do all this stuff and then there's a debutante ball.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised it's still a thing.
Well, that's my thing.
In the South, maybe. I didn't know you shop for a wedding dress.
I think it was just that's the kind of dress. I don't know why it was a wedding dress.
It has to be white.
It has to be white. But then Shannon brought out her wedding dress.
Which I was actually really cute. Pretty. Yeah. Simple. Cute. But God, the way she kept going on about the wedding dress and, oh my God, my
it's
wedding
like she
dress.
She can't get over it.
No.
Those poor girls.
And in front of John.
In front of John and then in front of her daughters. And they are so sweet to Shannon. If I was doing that, I swear to God, my kids would go, shut the fuck up, Mom. You're divorced from him.
Get rid of the damn dress.
Why are you still talking about it? Why do you have that dress?
Yeah, especially the way that they got divorced.
It was nasty. But those girls were actually super empathetic towards their mother. They
and
really
she's
are.
Fucking crazy. She's going crazy about the sanitizer and the toilet paper. Mm. And then she starts breaking down about, oh my God, I used the last paper towel. And then while she's saying that, I'm looking at her counter and there's a freaking big case of Brawny paper towels on her counter. And I'm like, what the fuck are you crying about? You've got a whole
case.
You
know, the interesting part about all of that is, of course, she was right because we did go into a kind of a panic mode. But it was all about just her. It was all about her having the supplies. Forget about everybody else and that, you know, people who need the supplies won't be able to have them. It's because she has this bronchial thing. Did we know about this thing before?
Well, listen, she had COVID and she came out of it just fine with her bronchial lung, you know, ailment that she has. So come on.
Kelly was on Watch What Happens Live. We talked about that. But Andy asked her a lot of questions and he was like, you know,
he was drilling her pretty hard.
He was. He's like, people aren't really pissed about you on the show because she's not that bad on the show right now, but it's all in her social media, her tweets, her pictures. So he was asking her all that. She's more just pissed that she can't do the Expo West. And I call bullshit on when she's like, you know, so what do we do? And they're like, yeah, we lost all the money. Bullshit. When you have expos and they don't happen, you either get the money back or they keep it and they put it in next year. It's not like, oh, sorry, you paid for it. We canceled. You're out. No, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm watching your son.
What is he doing?
He is eating. He is starving right now. Yeah, he's starving.
Because Matt is a kid that he's never hungry. He's starving all the time. And he also says, I haven't eaten at all today. And I'm like, really? Because I just made you sausage and eggs 2 hours ago. So for you
that
to tell
count.
Me that you haven't eaten today yet, you're full of shit. He's a growing boy.
He's a growing boy, yep. So are we discovering that Elizabeth is a liar, do you think?
Ooh.
There's some real deep-rooted issues with her. I'm kind of feeling like she is full of shit, like a pathological, maybe.
Yes. I feel like I don't really know Elizabeth. I thought she was going to be more open, and I don't feel like she is at all.
I think she's a typical first-season housewife where she wants to believe she's a certain kind of person, but really at the core, that's not who she is.
Well, these ladies don't give up. They drill you.
Well, they will get to the root of it.
Oh,
they will find out.
They are all open books, and they're going to open your book. You can't just give them a little bit.
She's consumed with wealth, but she can't talk about it because she has a gag order. But she's consumed with her wealth.
Yeah.
And then we find out.
And she can't stop talking about her wealth. And how
she
much
was
does
a jazz singer,
how
she
much
said?
Does she actually have? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. But then we find out, okay, she was a jazz singer, allegedly. Then she sold the rights to all of her music video library.
Yeah, that was
weird.
What the
fuck?
I don't
music
understand.
Video library. What are you talking about?
Like she had the biggest.
The rights to all the music videos? What
I don't
music
know.
Videos?
I don't understand. I feel like everything's everything comes out of her mouth. You have to take with a grain of salt.
Well,
it doesn't make sense
to
me.
The ladies are starting to piece it together with she's contradicting herself. She's not making sense. She did sleep with Jimmy. She didn't sleep with Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Jimmy? We don't even know. We don't know. Is he a friend? Is he a boyfriend? Who is he? We don't know.
We don't know much.
So basically, Elizabeth is a mess. And she's like obsessed with her ex-husband.
And she calls her mom. She's like, these ladies don't understand me. They think I should get over my divorce that happened 5 years ago. Yeah, you should.
5 years ago.
Get
Can
over
you imagine?
It. there was that scene that this was hard to watch with Bronwyn and her daughter and Sean.
Oh, down in the bar area.
Yeah. And they're putting things away and they find the alcohol and they're like, ooh, let's get rid of this. I don't think I can have this here. They're starting to get in lockdown and it's going to be harder. Understandable. So they're talking about her daughter, Rowan, who we learned last season. Rowan has some anxiety issues. They're trying to help her through things. And Rowan's trying to explain what she's going through. And then Bronwyn talks about herself. And then Sean steps in for a tiny second. And Bronwyn goes off like, can I talk? I never get to tell my story. And all I thought was, that's all you fucking do. That's all you do is talk about yourself. It's all about me, 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 and my recovery, what I'm going through.
I felt so bad for Sean. I thought, okay, this is the real Bronwyn.
Yes.
This is what he has to endure on a regular basis. And why are you having this conversation in front of your daughter?
Too much.
Too much. She's already has anxiety. You're talking about your alcoholism.
She's yelling at Sean to be quiet in front of their daughter who has anxiety. Like, this is going to make her more anxious. And what he was doing was like, listen, maybe COVID won't be that bad. Maybe it'll be like
trying to be positive.
And at that point, we were all trying to be positive. We didn't know what the fuck was going on. Bron was like, don't say that. You're making her anxiety worse. I think you are, Bronwyn.
You are.
Making it about you again. It's all about Bronwyn.
It's all about her. And I really wonder how much is she really involved in those kids' lives? I don't think a whole lot.
Well, it sounded like beforehand, before we even met Bronwyn, she had a lot of people working for her.
Well, how many nannies? She had like two or three nannies or something. What are you doing all day?
What are you doing? She was drinking all day.
Well, she talked about a lot of things. She talked about the miscarriage because she went to therapy. Oh, yeah. So we got to see that. Mm-hmm. And
she said a lot of things happened. Like, it wasn't just drinking. There was a lot of other things going on.
Well, her mom definitely played a big part in her psyche, I think, in the way that she was raised. And I think, like you said before, I think her mom was jealous of her.
Yeah.
And probably wasn't the best mom to her.
And also, it's kind of weird because, I mean, it's not like I don't believe what Bronwyn's saying right now, like that I've been a lesbian for all this time, but I just feel finally confident enough to say it. It's not like that I don't believe her, but I feel like Bronwyn always has to have something going on.
Well, I think if you look back at the way she was raised and if her mom wasn't around and she was pushed off to her grandmother all the time, she's probably one of those people that's always looking for attention. You know,
well,
there always
also,
has to be something.
Then her mom remarries this young guy and they have two children and they have a life together. And Bronwyn's not part of that life. So she gets married young. She comes by it justifiably.
Yeah.
It's just at what point is it not all about you?
Yeah.
That's what I know.
And
I know in her mind, she's probably like, my whole life I've been taking care of my children and that I've made my children my life. But have you?
Yeah, I don't think she's made her children. I mean, not when you have two nannies and three nannies and you don't work outside of the home. Then, like I said, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And she admitted it herself that she really, that the kids would go to the nanny before her.
That's right.
Because that's who they're used to being around. Yeah. So how involved are you? I don't know. I mean, she said she was admitted into a psych ward after her miscarriage and that she started drinking at 14. Well, who didn't have a drink at 14?
My God, when I was in high school, this is how innocent we were. I was a cheerleader. I know it's hard to believe. We would get one can of beer between five of us.
And you were wasted.
We chugged it in the bathroom before the games and we were wasted. And we looked at each other like, oh my God, I'm so drunk.
I'm so buzzed.
I'm so drunk. Did I ever tell you about my pot smoking incident?
No.
Another cheerleading thing. The stoners at school, there were three of them.
Three? You went to Catholic school,
yes,
right?
A very small Catholic school. Three stoners, and they gave us some weed, and they gave us a bud. So do you know what that is?
Yeah, you have
to. I mean, most people know it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is how naive we were. We had the bud, and you're supposed to, like, pick off the pot.
Pick it off, yeah.
Oh, no. We had the papers. We
you
put
rolled
the whole
bud
in the paper. We rolled up, so it was really fat. We lit it, and it went up in flames.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Pretty
that's
naive.
Hilarious.
Pretty naive. Anyway.
That's so funny.
Salt Lake City, Gina.
Oh.
Salt Lake City is so good.
Salt Lake City is good. And I'm just going to say it. Jen better be careful.
Jen Shaw.
Jen Shaw better be careful.
I still don't know about Jen Shaw.
I don't either. I'm on the fence. I have a lot to say about her. So we're at that Prohibition, Roaring Twenties, Great Gatsby, whatever the hell party that was with the stripper pole. I don't know. Jen was so upset about the cancellation of her sleepover, which I don't understand.
She's so insecure with her friendships with Meredith in particular.
And
Meredith was just sitting next to Mary, talking to Mary. It wasn't even that big of a deal.
No, but you know what? Jen Shaw is one of those girls who she has to be the center of attention, and mm-hmm. you can't have, she can only
have
one best friend at a time.
She doesn't do well in group settings.
No.
And she's,
this is an interesting group
of
ladies.
Oh my God, I love it. So she's drunk. She calls Meredith aside, can I talk to you? So they go to another table. And Meredith, I love, first of all, she's the most normal person there.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just don't understand why you're so angry with me. Like, I can be friends with whoever I want. And by the way, I don't think her and Mary are that good of friends.
No.
They're just friendly.
Well, they went to lunch or something.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal.
No.
And I thought that she was going to tell her that her son is a prude and didn't want her hanging out with her, but she didn't. But she couldn't get over the fact that this little sleepover was canceled. Gina, when's the last time you had a sleepover with one of your friends? I don't want to have
single.
My friends sleep over.
I wasn't married, I can tell you that. If
to
you're going away,
over.
A girl's trip,
yeah, that's
one
different.
Thing. That's, you know, but that's not a sleepover at your house.
No, I also think you can come over, drink, get in your pajamas, and then you just freaking Uber home.
Well, yeah. I mean, how far do they live? It'd
not
be
that
different
far.
If you live in a different city and it's too far, but no.
Jen Shaw is out of line, and then she just gets so angry, and then she starts yelling about Mary, and she's like, well, you want to be friends with her, the girl who sleeps with her grandfather? Ooh.
And Mary heard her.
Yeah.
Well, she's crazy. Jen is crazy. She's crying.
I mean, it definitely was the alcohol. She had a lot of tequila.
That dress that she was wearing, where she, I think we talked about it last week, where she had to have a handler carry that train.
Yeah, people
who
were stepping on
it. Who wears a dress with a train to a party?
Well, she wants to make an appearance. Now, the beauty of it is, here we have Heather and Whitney sitting there, and they're like, should we go over and talk to them? And Heather's like, first off, let's just see how it goes down. Secondly, I've ordered my wings, or I've ordered my food, and I really want to eat the food when it comes. And then when she realizes she has to go after Jen because nobody else is going after her, she's like, don't clear the burger or the lollipop drumsticks. I'll be back. That is my kind of girl.
Jen calls for her husband, who I thought was out of town.
No, he...
He just gets home real late.
I think he just gets home really late.
So he picks her up, and I caught this, and I was going to post it, and now freaking everyone's talking about it.
Yeah,
I'm
the
like,
car.
Wait a minute. What the hell is he doing picking her up in an early model Toyota? It wasn't a Range Rover.
I thought it was a Range Rover.
No, it was a freaking Toyota.
I thought somebody said it was like a really old Range Rover.
Maybe somebody said it was an old Land Cruiser, or was it this or was that? It was a freaking old vehicle. And she schlepped herself in that dress, in that old beat down Toyota. I was shocked. She does not have the money that she wants us to believe.
So here's what I'm going to say. So Sharif, I looked him up because I'm like, what kind of money does this guy make?
He's a college football coach.
Remember I said he was some kind of like a special coach? He wasn't the head coach. He's like another one. And I made up that
coach
name.
Or something. Yeah.
He's a cornerback / special teams coordinator.
Okay, so he's not the head coach.
No,
so how much money is he making?
I knew he wasn't the head coach, but I asked my son. First of all, University of Utah is a pretty big school, and it's like a Pac-12.
Okay, well.
So he said, you know, there are a ton of coaches. He could tops make $200,000 a year, which, by the way, is a good amount of money.
It's not that much
but
money.
But it's not the way she is
she
talking.
She doesn't work.
And she has 5 assistants. So, yeah, it's bullshit. Her whole life is fake.
It is cheaper to live in Utah than it is to live in California, but still.
Okay. But she's buying the designer brands.
Yeah, but are they real or are they counterfeit? I bet they're counterfeit.
No.
Did you see her walk into that luncheon? And we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah.
With all of her Chanel labels. I mean, she's going out of her way to make sure we see what she's wearing.
But the other ladies talk about how fashionable Mary, first of all, is.
Oh, hell no.
When Lisa was talking about Mary's fashion, I almost died. I'm like, is she serious?
No, Mary's the worst.
Mary's the worst.
Mary's the worst.
And that luncheon was so weird.
Okay, let's talk about
It was in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was in the afternoon. It was a Met Gala luncheon, which I don't, if somebody said dress appropriately, it's a Met Gala, I'd be like, well, what does that mean? Because each year it's a theme.
Yes.
So what was the theme? Because
There was no theme, but she said Met Gala was like feathers and over the top. Well,
yeah, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon?
Makes no sense.
No. And nobody was even over the top.
And it was I thought it was going to be like a big party. No, it was just for them.
A luncheon. It was a luncheon.
And I also thought she didn't drink, but she had like a weird toast with that weird restaurateur guy.
Yeah.
They had some champagne. So she does drink.
She does drink. But how about when, was it Meredith that went to her house? Or Lisa?
No, it was Lisa.
Lisa went to her house.
Oh, so weird with the sun coming in.
The sun coming in, it's not, the house is not all that.
No, I mean, and this is what blew me away. When Lisa said that Mary's personal style is so chic and put together, but her house is a kind of a mismatch of things.
Eclectic.
I'm sorry. Her house looks like the way she dresses. It's a
mess.
Fucking all over the place. She had like on Madonna gloves at the luncheon.
Like, yeah, but she likes a glove. She likes a glove with the cut off fingertips.
Yeah, but how is that chic?
All I know is she had like forest green carpet in one room and then cream carpet in another room and a lot of real ornate furniture.
Dark, heavy furniture. And then kitchen is kind of a different style. So this is what's confusing. The son comes in. He's 17. He bought his girlfriend a gift. He bought her a Prada purse. Where's that kid getting that money for a Prada purse?
From the church.
Ooh, from Mary, that collection
from
basket.
Mary and the dad. Where else? Unless he works. Maybe he works.
How much is a Prada purse? What would you say?
A couple thousand, probably.
Yes, that kid is spending a couple thousand bucks on his girlfriend. Please.
Yeah, not great.
And then he wants to be a fashion designer. Apparently, all growing up, he talked about wanting to be a doctor. And he's like, no, now I want to be a fashion designer.
What?
Huh? What is happening?
So
that luncheon was a mess. So what were you going to say? You said I wanted to talk about
the luncheon.
Jen at the luncheon.
Yeah, the outfit that she wore, it was just, she came in and she was just decked out head to toe. First of all, nobody really, I mean, Whitney had on a little black dress.
And what was up with the red carpet at a noon lunch?
And those then those weird soldier
he called
men.
She called them beef eaters. Or beef.
Beef eaters?
Yeah, beef
like
eaters.
On the vodka?
Whitney called
but
them
why?
Beef eaters.
But why?
What was the purpose?
What was the purpose?
It wasn't like that's a thing that the Met Gala has.
Well, see, I thought they were nutcrackers.
I mean, might as well have been.
We're not at Kensington Palace. What's the point? What does that have to do with
nothing,
the Met Gala?
Nothing made sense.
Her outfit didn't make sense. Mm-mm. None of the ladies made sense. Mm-mm. Two of them were wearing pantsuits. Jen, I think, was wearing pants too, right?
Yeah, and then there was like weird shit decorations. There was like a betta fish on the table.
What's a betta fish?
They're a type of fish, bettas. And they can't be with any other fish because
they kill
them.
Oh, the ones that fight.
Yeah.
They were like in a bowl?
They were in a bowl on the table.
Well, what was that all about? I totally missed that.
I don't get the whole thing.
The Louis Vuitton AirPods, which I looked up, and they were $1,200 each.
Where is she getting this money?
And then they each had a journal and a pen.
Yeah, they were going to write shit out. Ugh,
that's bad.
What a horrible lunch.
It was
what
a horrible lunch. The food, though, looked good.
Yeah, the food looked good.
But she had to make a point of saying that the truffle mushrooms were $8,000 a pound.
And then we all love, listen, I'm just going to say it. A prayer at a lunch. I'm not a fan of. We know this. I'm a Catholic
but
girl.
Why?
I'm a Catholic girl. We don't pray out loud. We do. We pray in private. But not only is she praying, she's crying.
But that's what she does.
Praying.
She prayed
too
over
much.
Everybody.
It was
each
too
and every
much.
One of them.
Stop. And they were like, yeah, yeah. Except, of course, Jen Shaw. I agree with Jen. She was like, oh my God. What is going on over there? Why is she crying?
Well, that's what I mean, she wasn't really crying.
Ugh.
But you know what? I kind of
so
like
dramatic.
Mary. I kind of like her.
Do you?
She's weird and quirky. And I can't wait to see what she's going to. I mean, she's honestly entertaining.
Listen, she is more, I don't want to say down to earth. Relatable? I don't know. I don't know the term.
No, Heather is the most relatable.
Oh, no. But I'm saying if I have Jen Shaw and Mary.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm trying
Mary's,
to figure out which one
Jen,
would annoy
I
me
love
less.
To hate. Yeah, Mary is amusing.
Yeah, Mary's kind of kooky and amusing.
Yeah.
And she seems a little more self.
What's the word? Self-aware?
Yeah, self-aware than Jen does.
Jen's trying a little too hard, yeah. And it's obvious. And I think she's going to get caught up because mm-hmm. she can't spend money the way she's spending it. Mm-hmm. Well, we know a lot of these housewives rent homes and shit like that just for the show. And I think I said last week, I heard that her chalet is actually like an Airbnb or something.
So where do they live most of the rest of the time? Jen Shaw.
I
just
don't know.
Wherever.
Yeah. Okay. I think she used that for filming.
Mm.
And then maybe a little apartment somewhere.
on a coach's salary.
Yeah. $200,000 is not a ton of money to live her kind of lifestyle.
No. All right. So Southern Charm, what'd you think of this week?
Oh my God. All kind of issues going on.
Ooh.
We've lived through all of it. I mean, yeah. We've got the civil unrest and COVID and George Floyd and so many things happening. So many things.
I like Leva's perspective. I love what Leva brings. We needed her to be able to walk through this journey of these people.
Yeah.
And then Danny being kind of like us, like totally with you, but I wasn't aware. Like we went through. I mean, yeah. We talked about this in March. We had an awakening ourselves, and I felt like we were like a Danny. Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Well, she's very intelligent, yeah. And she brings, you know,
I mean, that luncheon that they had talking about Catherine's ancestor and taking down that damn statue and them saying, how can you even be friends with Catherine? And then Catherine's reaction to bringing down the statue is, well, I don't care. It's an ugly statue anyway.
Well, but you know
just
what?
So ignorant.
Catherine is, she's not very smart.
But here's the thing. We know she sent that monkey text or, you
emoji
know, emoji. The, yeah. And it was to the black radio host and all this stuff.
Yeah, but there was more to it that we didn't know about.
She was saying she was defending her friend and she thought it was just a cute little boop boop.
Maybe it was.
I agree. I actually believe that Catherine didn't understand that was anything wrong. I do.
Well, I don't
think
that she's got the intelligence to understand.
Per usual, she spewed before thinking about what she was doing. I think it's interesting now that her boyfriend is black.
Mm-hmm. Are they still together?
Yeah. I think I just saw a recent picture of them together. Yeah, they are. Because Leva was on Watch What Happens Live and they're still together and she knows the guy. I think Craig and Austin seem like fucking idiots through this whole thing.
Oh, for sure.
And Austin being tested positive and like not giving a shit.
They're all so immature. It just blows my mind when I find out their age and then the level of maturity is just so low.
And when Craig is talking to his business partner who's in DC and the business partner's like, well, yeah, COVID, we're shutting down. And he's like, well, whatever. It's not really here. Like the thing is about COVID, it's not in Charleston. It's only in the big cities.
He's an idiot. But then we find out later that they all freaking have it.
Yeah, they all got it.
They all got it. And Madison, I'm still confused about Madison and Austin because I thought they were broken up. But then when she was on Watch What Happens Live, it sounded like they were still kind of together.
Well, they are just toxic. They have a crazy relationship. They are so attracted to each other. They can't not be apart. But they were in quarantine together. It was horrible. I mean, she was trying to better herself. She has her son. He was going out with Craig every night, not giving a shit. Then he gets it. She's pissed that he gets it. But Madison, you were with him. If Madison had a problem with what Austin was doing, why be around him? She was still around him.
Right.
And then she's blaming him for getting COVID and possibly infecting her and her son. Well, that's on her.
Yeah.
She was still around him.
No, I agree. I agree.
Thank you. I just had to have that out. Phew.
So we met Madison's mom and sister.
Yeah.
They don't love, I mean, they think that Austin's a nice guy, but they don't love him for her at all.
I mean, she's a very driven girl.
Well, to me, they kind of built her up to be like, oh, you're strong and you're driven and you're successful. And I'm thinking, okay, but there's a whole other side to her, too.
Right.
She doesn't walk on water.
No. Now, what about John Pringle? What are your thoughts on him?
He's a big baby boy,
yeah.
too.
He had some weird comments, like when they said, you knew that Madison was dating Austin. How did you feel about that? And he's like, well, whatever. I have no boundaries. What an asshole.
He doesn't care. He seems like an asshole.
He'll go for anybody.
Yeah. I don't know what he does. Is he just an heir to a fortune somewhere?
I don't know. But his kids are with him. I mean, they're sweet, but they're on fucking the iPad all day.
All day.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to get him out and exercise and whatever.
Yeah.
But
so Catherine, when she was sitting in her little apartment, whatever she was doing, something was up with her face. It was like she either just had her lips done.
Her lips, I think.
I think that's what it was, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yeah.
Because then in the interviews, she looked back to kind of normal, but it thought, ooh, what did she have done?
She's only like 26, right?
She's
26, 27.
Yeah.
She's a kind of a mess.
She's a freaking mess.
Yeah, she is a mess.
She's still kind of with Thomas, not with him, but was living with him still.
Just weird, you know. I don't know what her.
There's a lot
what's
going
the
on
story
with her.
With her dad? Does she have? Is the dad in the picture?
Because
they talk about the mom, but
they showed the dad originally, like the mom and dad were together way back when. But then when the mom died, it was like my mom lived with me here when she was dying.
Well, but did you hear Danny talk about that she had to go and wake up Catherine because she had to be the one to tell her that her mom had passed?
Poor Danny. So when Danny was talking to Levin, Lev was like, oh, yeah, Catherine's calling me, you know, asking my advice about certain things. And Danny's like, really? Because we haven't talked in months and I was a good friend to her. Fuck Catherine.
Yeah.
She's really burning Danny.
She uses people.
And she totally uses people. I felt really bad for Danny.
I did
too. She has always been in Catherine's corner, and they showed the clips of her
all the
always
times that she stuck
defending
up for
her. Even though she was always been a piece of shit to her.
She
but
needs
they do
to
show next week where Danny gives her a piece of her mind and Catherine gets up to leave. She's like, yep, go get up and leave.
Right.
I hope they're not friends anymore. And Catherine's a shitty friend.
She's a terrible friend. And she got fired from Gwen's.
Oh, excellent.
Because
I'm also getting very riled up about Catherine. I can't like her.
She's just a dumb young girl that just is clueless and, you know, I don't know if she inherited anything from her mom, or but she doesn't seem to have had to work very hard in life in general.
Does she have siblings? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think she's an only child. So maybe that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
Maybe she just got everything handed to her and she had this legacy name of this slave owner, of this double vice president who literally wanted to keep slavery.
Yeah.
That's calmed down, right? Has that statue come down?
Yeah, they showed the statue coming down.
Thank God. What a piece of shit.
I know. Crazy.
Ugh. All right.
Below deck.
Let's move on. I'm getting too heated over here. So Shane.
Shane's on his way out.
Oh my God. He's sleeping in the middle of the day. Now, this was weird because when Eddie saw him sleeping, but he also doesn't wake him up. And he's like, you know what? I'll deal with him later. I don't want to deal with it now. Right, move?
He should have dragged his ass up.
That's what I thought.
And like, look, what are you doing?
What are you doing? We're all working our asses
off. Not a break for you.
And then later on, he gave him kind of a shit job. But it was like, you should have woken him up and given him that shit job then.
Well, yeah, because he's not going
to learn.
That
was a little passive for Eddie to do that.
It was passive. And Izzy finally tells Shane that he needs to bust his ass. But Shane's not. I mean, he's on a vacation. He thinks he's on vacation.
But you know what? As I was thinking, I was like, how did this kid get into Berkeley? And then when he talked about it, he's like, you know, I realize that I'm kind of a perfectionist. I'm really good at certain things. I wasn't as good at yachting as I thought I would be. I'm going to learn. I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to do better. I did appreciate him after that. He's apparently a smart kid. I mean, getting into Berkeley,
but you know what?
Difficult.
There are people that are very book smart but have zero common sense.
For sure. And he's one of them. He's going to figure this out. He thought he could figure his way
Slide
through
his way
this.
Through it.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Because he's been yachting.
He's been on yachts.
As a guest. So we have a new charter guest. Tim is the main guy. He's a trial attorney. It's his 50th birthday. I don't even want to say he's douchey.
He's douchey.
Is he douchey?
He's douchey.
I mean, he's
a little arrogant.
Requested a lot. You could tell his wife seemed very sweet. The rest of his party seemed very nice, but he was going to like show off a little bit.
Well, he's an attorney.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
Gina.
Some, not all, are a little.
No, but
a little arrogant.
Also, he's a trial attorney, and they tend to be very arrogant, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked for an attorney for a long period of time.
Yeah, so you've seen it.
I feel like I've been in that arena. The fact that he requests all this stuff and then he gets so drunk the first night.
Yeah, he has to go to bed before the entree.
Yeah.
Well, first he bitched about the crab meat being fake and it was some real high-end, expensive crab meat. And Rachel was just pissed.
You think they're going to give you fake crab meat?
Of course not.
Please.
I mean, what do we know? We've never been on a yacht. But
no, but when you go to nice shit like that,
you're
not getting fake crab meat.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. The flan, so they were doing very like Michelin starry kind of food and
very
everything
little.
Is very tiny.
Yes.
I thought that flan I could eat in one bite.
Oh, it was a one biter. But hopefully they had like 12 little bite sized things before that.
Hopefully.
Now there's an English guy. Did you notice? There's an English guy that's a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's a little more refined.
Yes, they all seem very nice. It's just Tim's kind of an asshole.
Well, yeah, Tim's kind of an asshole. But Rachel is going to blow because she's getting real frustrated with the lack of communication. And I have to tell you, I don't think Francesca is a great Chief Stew.
She's not. Every week I'm like, okay, now she'll get it. You know, she'll delegate. She'll figure it out.
She doesn't delegate. Nope. That's the problem. She wants to do everything herself, and she's not giving them instruction. And you can't run. You can't have people working under you if you have feel like you have to do everything yourself.
No. And Rachel and Francesca are not on the same wavelength. Like Rachel's sense of humor is a little crass.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like, come on. It's silly.
Yeah, it's not Francesca bad.
It wasn't that bad. Francesca does not appreciate that.
Which surprised me a little bit. Being on a yacht, you would think that she would be working with all kinds of people with, you know, a salty sense of humor.
So Elizabeth, I can't tell if she's even good or not. Because is it Ashley? The new girl?
Ashling.
She's really good, I think. I mean, yes, she gets her shit done. Like, she just seems like a really hard worker. Elizabeth is a little like flighty, and she had crystals in her bra.
Yeah,
to give her confidence. That's a little kooky,
right?
The
day you have to put a crystal in your bra to have self-confidence. Oh, my God.
That's all I needed was crystals?
Be full of crystals.
If I put a crystal in my bra, it would fall right through. There's nothing holding that crystal in.
Or it would be this lump that would show through on your...
Yes.
What is going on?
That's it.
Yeah, it wasn't a big... I mean, yeah. Below Deck has been kind of...
It's entertaining. I think, you know, Shane left the barn door open or whatever.
Whatever. Garage.
He didn't close the garage of the boat.
Well, why the hell did he tell the captain? Why didn't he just keep his
mouth
shut?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, Captain... It was like he was ratting himself out. It's like, shut the fuck up.
And
even
the dummy
Izzy was like, oh my God, what is he doing? He's trying to be transparent. You know, he wants everybody to like him.
This is what I mean about common sense. Like, shut the fuck up. Why are you throwing yourself under the bus?
Yeah, unless he asks you about it, don't say a freaking
word. Exactly. And if he does say something, just go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know. Did I do that?
I have no idea.
Crazy.
All right, Anne, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Oh, and Sunday, Atlanta is on.
Oh, it's a first.
The first episode of Atlanta. Now, all we've seen for the trailer is the dominatrix clip with Candy.
Yeah.
They haven't really showed too much else.
I've seen Portia with the Black Lives Matter and being arrested.
Right.
So I've seen that. I haven't seen much with Cynthia.
Just her Michael. What's his name?
Oh, Mike.
Asking if
Mike Hill.
If she wants to get married.
Oh, okay. Is that part of it?
Well, yeah. They're wearing their face shield, and he's like, do you want to marry me? Or something like that.
Oh. Well, that was probably their wedding, because they had already been engaged last season.
So
it was probably their wedding. But we know that Tanya stopped filming because of the allegations of her and possible stripper for Cynthia's engagement party.
Now, who was that stripper? Because somebody said that stripper worked for them. Now I have to remember.
Worked for them? A stripper works for them?
That was part of what was Candy. He was part of
her show,
her dominatrix show.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Yeah. Like, he just came to do the entertainment for the Bachelor.
So Candy's not the one. Candy's not giving him a BJ.
No, it was Portia and Tanya. And Portia was single at that point. And I think she still is single, right?
Okay.
She's not with Top Dog
Dennis?
Guy.
No, I don't think so. Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's coming back this week.
So,
we didn't. Okay, we didn't talk about. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
Oh, The Undoing?
The Undoing.
So many different. So I loved it. I thought it was great. And then the more people that I talked to that have
then
seen
you
it, like
your opinion. Yeah.
Weren't happy with the ending.
You messaged me first, said, have you seen it yet? I'm like, not yet. And I could tell by the way you texted, like, okay, this is going to be good. Here were my main thoughts about it. It's funny because last week I said, could it be just that he did it? You know, and
it was in front of our face
it was
the whole time.
Yeah, and that's okay that he did it. My disconnect was they never showed him being any other way but kind and maybe a little self-absorbent and a narcissist. But the way he turned, when they showed what had happened with him beating her. And
how he killed her.
Correct. My big thing was, I can see him being mad when she was kind of egging him on, like, no, I'm going to be friends with your wife. And he's like, no, I don't want you anywhere near my wife. Don't come near my family. Done.
Yeah.
When he grabbed her and pushed her, I got that. If he had pushed her against the wall and like her head had hit something and she was knocked out, I would have got that. But the fact that he did that, grabbed the hammer, like that threw me because they kept saying, well, remember when he was younger and he doesn't have any contact with his family because his sister got killed. Well, it wasn't like he killed his sister. The sister he was babysitting and she ran out in the street.
Yeah, that's true. He had no emotion about it.
And the main thing was, okay, he had no emotion about it. Like his family kept saying he had no remorse. Well, he was a fucking kid. Mm-hmm. So I just feel there was a huge disconnect with his sister being killed, having no remorse. And then all of a sudden he fucking bashes this girl's head in that. I don't know if he loved her. I don't think he ever really loved her. That was all, you know,
well,
fake.
He said that he did, but yeah.
But I don't know if he really did.
Defense.
I don't know. I felt like there was too big of a jump for him to bash her fucking head in like that. And then for him to really almost try to blame his son.
Well, his son.
That was nuts.
Well, that, I think, is what turned Nicole Kidman.
Oh, for sure.
But I mean, they just dropped little nuggets. You thought maybe it was the dad. Maybe it was the other friend, the blonde friend that
was
an
really
attorney.
Did we were going all over the place.
Well, that's what I loved about it.
And I did love the Nicole Kidman switcheroo, not switcheroo, but it was like she wanted to talk to her friend the attorney, and then they were working behind the scenes. We're like, what was that about? We don't know. And then when she got up there and quote innocently talked about everything, and we know it wasn't so innocent, that it was planned.
But you know where there was a little bit of a disconnect for me is Elena's relationship, or how she was kind of like almost coming on to Nicole Kidman. That was like an open, they never like closed that loop.
No, why was she doing that? Was it just to get, and if she was just trying to get close to Nicole Kidman, like as her lover's, you know,
but it
wife,
was in a weird, it wasn't like a friendship, it was like a sexual thing. It was weird.
What was that? I'm sure the book fills all this in for us.
Probably.
I just felt like there was too many things untied. I like it all wrapped up in a bow. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised he did it. I just felt like it was too big of a jump, but it was still very good.
It was very entertaining, and very I loved it. It was like 6 episodes, and
perfect.
It was done.
Yep.
I did jump in on Murder on Middle Beach.
Yeah. Thoughts?
So I'm watching that.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's a little slow, and it's long, but it's only 2 episodes in.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I've watched the two.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crazy shit in that family.
Oh, there's a lot of crazy. It feels a little bit like Tiger King. Like, you're in this one story, and then it opens up to more.
Like, grows legs.
Yes.
Well, the dad, I thought, was interesting because when he went and talked to the dad at the bar.
When he hit his microphone.
He hit his microphone, but the way the dad answered, it was like, it couldn't have been me. I wasn't there. And there's no evidence. There's no DNA evidence that I was there and I was here. And I thought, okay, well, you hired someone then.
But then he was like, your mom had a life that you never knew about. And
well,
like,
and that whole gifting table
what
thing.
What the
that
fuck was that about?
Multi-level marketing thing.
And then her sisters and sister-in-laws and stuff. It could be them. I don't know.
Crazy.
This is, and the fact that it's gone on this long, like this kid has been doing this documentary for this long.
Yeah.
I think we're going to find out who it was.
I hope so.
So that's Murder at Middle Beach. Is it?
It's HBO.
Netflix? Okay. So it is another
HBO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I am listening to a new podcast and it's called, Heaven's Gate.
Okay.
Remember Heaven's Gate?
Yes, Heaven's Gate.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
like,
we saw that where these cult-ish people believed
in
like UFO shit. And then they killed themselves wearing Nike shoes and covered in shrouds.
Oh, yeah. And they thought they were going to be
lifted
taken up to the...
So it's called Heaven's Gate.
Crazy.
So I'm just starting that.
So much out there.
I love that kind of stuff. I know.
All
right. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram.
Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.